In today's exciting episode, we're talking all about preparing for Easter without the usual stress and kitchen chaos. I'm sharing five quick tips to help you manage your holiday preparations so you can manage your time well and enjoy the celebration just as much as the kids. From make-ahead marvels like overnight French toast for Easter morning to extravagant shortcuts like no-bake cheesecake bars, I've got you covered. Tune in and let's hop into planning. Hey, hey, my friends. Welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Mamas podcast. I'm Blanca Gertson, and I'm your host and the founder and creator of the Dinner Ninja program and the 5-Meal Method. I'm so excited you're here. In this podcast, we'll be talking all things dinner and meal planning. I'll share my quick and fun meal planning method to get her done in under 30 minutes per week without stress or overwhelm. I'll be sharing time and energy saving hacks to restore your sanity and my personal weekly meal plans to inspire you and keep you in the meal planning game. So, if you're ready to change your dinner time rush, crush your meal planning in this scary, not so scary meal planning journey, then girlfriend, grab a coffee and let's dig in. Hey, hey, beautiful mama. Welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. And today we're tackling Easter head on. Because let's face it, it's around the corner, right? While it's a holiday full of joy, chocolate, and family fun, it can also bring a little, or let's be honest, a lot of kitchen stress. But fear not, I'm here with five genius tips to help you prep ahead, reduce the mayhem, and actually enjoy Easter this year. So grab your coffee and your notebook, and let's get cracking. First up, we're diving into the magic of make-ahead meals. Easter morning can be hectic, especially with the kiddos hunting for eggs and the family ready to brunch. My go-to? A delicious overnight French toast bake. Prep it in the night before, then pop it in the oven Easter morning for a stress-free, scrumptious start to the day. It's like a little Easter miracle on a plate. Now let's talk freezer. Friends, because the freezer is basically the superhero sidekick you didn't know you needed. A week before Easter, start doubling up on freezable dinners. Think lasagna, soups, or casseroles. Then, while you're busy juggling the Easter activities, or if you have extra company coming in, you got a homemade meal ready to thaw, heat, and serve. Plus, this clears out fridge space for the Easter feast. Moving on to tip number three, befriending veggie prep. Veggies can be time-consuming, but not if you tackle them ahead of time. 2 days before Easter, wash, chop, and store your veggies in clear containers. It's a game-changer for quick salads, sides, or snacks. And for an extra layer of fun, include some veggie shapes for the kids' table. Carrot flowers, anyone? Tip number four is all about the main event, simplifying your main course. Don't get caught in the trap of overcomplicating Easter dinner. A beautiful chicken or a pre-marinated leg of lamb or a glazed ham, what I will be doing, can be prepared in advance and requires minimal hands-on time. Pair it with those pre-prepped veggies and you're golden. Remember, simplicity is the ultimate ticket to stress-free. And now for the sweet finale. Tip number five, desserts that delight minus the night before fright. Embrace desserts that taste better with time, like a rich, dense carrot cake or no-bake cheesecake bars, my fave. Prep them a couple days before, and by Easter, they're perfect. It's all about the sweet, sweet anticipation. All right, my beautiful mama. That's the wrap on our Easter extravaganza of tips. Remember, Easter is not just about the food, even though it's a delicious part of it. It's about creating memories, sharing laughter, and enjoying the springtime splendor with your loved ones. By preparing ahead, you're not just planning meals, you're setting the stage for a relaxed and joyful holiday. And as you hop into your Easter preparations, keep these tips in your basket, embrace make-ahead magic, get friendly with your freezer, prep those veggies, simplify your main course, and choose stress-free sweets. With these strategies, you're well on your way to an Easter filled with ease, confidence, and of course, some delightful food. If you love today's episode, please give it a review and maybe share it with a girlfriend. And may your Easter be filled with joy, peace, and a wonderfully prepared feast. Cheers to conquering holiday chaos and hopping into stress-free celebration. And I'll see you in our next episode. Bye for now.
Okay, my friend, if this podcast inspired you or taught you something new to crush your dinner time rush or transform your meal planning journey, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could use some support with meal planning. Pop it in a text and say, hey, girlfriend, I think this might be helpful for you. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and leave me a review in iTunes or whatever platform you're listening from so I know that you're loving the show. I'm so grateful for you. And you can follow me at Busy Mama Meal Planning on Facebook to get all the latest tips, tricks, and hacks, or shoot me a DM. Thanks again, and stay blessed and beautiful, my friend. Cheers.